Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome in. Monday edition of the Gym Class set to come your way here in KGYM. The Iowa Hawkeyes know their bowl destination. We will talk about that and discuss it with Mike Halas of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up. Also on the show, we will talk NFL football. We'll talk about the Final Four as far as college football is concerned. Tigers come back and a whole lot more. All that coming up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Welcome in, Gym Class, for a brand new week, December. Winter is here. You can see that outside. Wet snow throughout Saturday night into Sunday. The kind of snow that the snowblower just doesn't pick up. You just wait for it to melt, and thankfully, the temperature's warm enough today to get that off the driveways and the sidewalks, etc. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, Alex Kuhn, our producer. We welcome you in to the Monday edition of the program. As we mentioned, a lot to get to. Of course, the big story around these parts, the Iowa Hawkeyes, they're not going to San Diego. They are going to Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. For the fifth time in the last, 10-plus years. Third time, it'll be Iowa taking on the Florida Gators. That'll be coming up on Monday, January the 2nd, from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Surprised or not surprised? Good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon. And I don't think I'm all too surprised. I think the fact that Iowa got a third of the January 1-6, or whatever it's called, four teams playing, I mean, that pushed everybody up, including Iowa. And then I think it just got down to an analysis of Nebraska or Iowa. And the fact that Iowa clobbered Nebraska, I think, was the final nail in the coffin in the decision by the Outback Bowl to go Iowa's way. I mean, we know this is a familiar matchup. What is it, the third or fourth time?
Third time.
Yeah. And I think it's a good matchup for Iowa. And we'll talk with Mike Halas of the Gazette about the matchup as well. And perhaps he's sponsoring a travel party down there. He knows the area as well as anybody.
So. Well, so does Todd, our own Todd Brommelkamp. He knows that area very well. Ybor City, places like that. Of course, the last time was the infamous Chad Greenway offside game, I do believe, the last time that these two teams met down in the Outback Bowl.
And Chad Greenway tweeted when the announcement came out, it'd probably be decided by an onside kick.
Florida, an early two-point favorite, of which I'm a little bit surprised by, I got to say. A little bit surprised by that line early on. We'll get an early line indicator with John Cranton coming up on Thursday of this week as the bowls are here and they will be getting underway a week from Saturday. Ready or not?
Yeah, you would think it'd be a defensive game, and because neither offense is any great shakes in terms of the national rankings. Florida's really had an up and down year.
Who's going to want to be there more? That is the whole key to the bowl season.
That was one of the questions I have for Mike Halas. Is that really valid? I think we see it a lot in, maybe some of the second tier bowls, but I think it could have a factor in this one.
I think it can, because I think the Iowa Hawkeyes really, really, I don't think it mattered where Iowa ended up, but I think that they are so hungry to win a bowl game. This senior class has never tasted a victory in the postseason. Never had a bowl victory. Obviously did win the Big Ten championship game last year. I'm not so sure Florida is going to be all that motivated to play a bowl game in state after losing the SEC championship in the way that they did, and with speculation swirling about their head coach perhaps moving on to greener pastures. I say greener pastures because he's one of the people that is rumored to be in line for the Oregon job. So there's a lot of factors going against the Florida Gators. What do you think? 319-366-1600, the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line. You can give us a call as well at 319-366-1600.
Florida's lost three out of its last five games, and all three convincingly to Arkansas, Florida State, and Bama. But then it sprinkled in a victory at LSU. That just shows how up and down this team has been. I agree with you. I think Iowa should be motivated and will be motivated to crack that bowl streak, losing bowl streak, back to 2010.
Hey, I think so. And it's a Florida team that is really beat up. And again, injuries are part of the game, and I wish people would come up with that and not dwell on it a whole lot, especially as far as Hawkeye fans. And oh, this team has been so injured all through the season. Well, haven't had any more injuries than any other team out there. Florida has been really gutted by injuries. They're going to get a few of those guys back, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where they are very good. CBSSports.com, they rated all the bowls. From 40 to 1, Mark, there are 40 bowls out there, first of all. If you're keeping score this year, I believe 2, 5, and 7 teams made it. Mississippi State was one. And our friends from Denton, the North Texas Mean Green, got in at 5 and 7. How about that, huh? But I digress. And of those rankings from 40 to 1, the Outback Bowl is in there at number 11.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, not too bad. Not too bad.
The one thing I was impressed with Florida in that SEC championship game against Alabama, Austin Appleby, of course, the graduate transfer from Purdue, never beat Iowa while he was at Purdue. What he does have that he didn't have at Purdue is a couple really, really good receivers, I thought, in Antonio Callaway and DeAndre Goolsby. Those two guys impressed me, and I think they're going to be a test for the Iowa secondary.
319-366-1600. What do you think out there? Are you planning on heading out to Tampa St. Pete? We have a poll question that deals with the bowl game.
We do indeed. KGYMRadio.com. Poll question sponsored by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Did the College Football Playoff Selection Committee get it right? Yes or no?
Yes. I would say yes. That's my knee-jerk reaction to the whole weekend. Could have been chaos. Was no chaos. I understand Penn State's contention to be in there. If they would have put, they would have got two Big Ten teams, I think people would have been crying bloody murder out there. And Ohio State, the Big Ten representative out there, you can't kick Clemson out. I don't think you can kick Washington out. They won the Pac-12 championship game. They won the Pac-12 championship in the regular season. I don't believe you can kick Washington out of there just because of one loss. It is very difficult to go through a season without having a loss out there. And Ohio State and Penn State basically were co-champs of that division. Yes. Ohio State lost to Penn State, but Penn State also lost to Michigan, whom Ohio State beat. I think they got it right.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't want to have been on the committee because I think, from my viewpoint, I look at the whole body of work, but I'd like to look at who's playing best at the end of the year. And I think you have an argument for Alabama. You have an argument for Ohio State. I think you have an argument. See, Clemson didn't impress me. They lost to the same Pittsburgh team that Penn State did.
It's not a bad team, by
at home.
Way. Correct.
No.
Could have lost to North Carolina State.
They're getting piled on where Pittsburgh is, and it's not a bad team with James Conner.
It is not a bad football team.
Yeah, and ACC championship game, 7-point win over Vatek. Yeah, that just kind of laid there.
They had it in the back pocket, and they just kind of went, eh.
Just kind of laid there for me. Now, Washington, putrid non-conference schedule. And it gets into the whole argument. You want to go out and play Colorado like Michigan did. By the way, that game wasn't scheduled yesterday. It was scheduled when Colorado was really bad.
True.
Okay. And you want to be in Oklahoma and
by the way.
Face the non-conference schedule that it did. And Bobby Stoops, to his credit, does it every year. He... Who are the best four teams right now? Playing the best. Who's playing the best?
Playing the best.
Could you not say?
It's Alabama. First of all, it's Alabama and everybody else. If anyone comes within two touchdowns of Alabama, I am going to be shocked when the smoke clears.
Let's look at it for a minute. Who's playing the best as of this moment? Alabama for sure. I think Ohio State for sure.
Do you think they were behind most of the game against Michigan?
What about Michigan?
They lost to Iowa. They lost two of their last three and barely snuck by Indiana.
Lost on a last-second play and lost in double overtime to one of the Final Four.
Didn't look good against Indiana.
And beat Penn State by 39.
That's true.
Penn State.
How about USC?
USC was not one of my next ones. It lost four games, but I don't think anybody in the country wants to play them right now. You know, Alabama beat him early, but I'm not sure that wouldn't be a much, much better game today.
How about Florida State right now?
Yeah. Just the eye test, who's playing the best right now? I think you've got six, maybe seven teams you could consider. I think two of them are for sure, but how can you deny Penn State? Yeah, they got killed by Michigan and lost to Pitt, but how are they playing right now? Pretty damn good.
319-366-1600. Let us know what you think out there. On the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line, you can also reach us via the phone lines
and
as well.
And speaking of Jerry, don't bring up Jerry in Penn State, okay?
No.
You
can't win in that argument. There's no right answer. There's no wrong answer. It's just everybody's opinion. And
everybody involved got fired, okay? Started fresh.
I would agree.
All right, I would agree. That's all I got to say about that. 47-02, Iowa will be playing two bowl teams non-conference next year. 12:55, Iowa will crush Florida. You need to shut everybody up and make it an 8-team playoff.
It's coming. You know the 8-team playoff is coming. It's just, I said this 2 years ago. I said it when it first came out. The playoff is coming for 8 teams. Then, do you get rid of the conference championship games? You don't want these kids playing 16 games. I really think that. And yes, before you answer, yes, we know Division III plays about that many. 1AA plays that many. Division II plays that many as well. Yes, I know that. Not to put Division I FBS ahead of FCS. But I think that's too many games.
But getting rid of the divisions.
These championship games, I said it last week, I don't see what purpose other than money that they do.
Well, the divisions are inequitable right now and probably will be going forward. The East is the best in the Big Ten,
unless,
isn't it?
Unless you change it every year to try to get it equal. Yes, you're right. They're never going to be equal.
87-21. Penn State is going to lose to USC anyway.
Could happen.
47-02. To me and a lot of people, it was a no-brainer. Penn State should have been in over Ohio State.
Because they won the head-to-head.
Continuing, flip the jerseys, would this have happened? Listen, the brand counts, does it not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Darn right it does. Ohio State, that helps them out tremendously. That's because they are the Ohio State University.
11-21's Final Four is Alabama, Oklahoma, USC, and Ohio State.
I don't think I'd want to play Oklahoma right now. They look good in the Bedlam game against Oklahoma State. And they gave Oklahoma State a couple of opportunities in there. 18 minutes past the hour of 3.
0-0-5-6, as far as who is playing the best now, Penn State is at the top.
Yeah. Boy, they had a good comeback, though. You got to hand it to them. I thought Wisconsin had that game in the bag.
Down 20. Yeah, up 21. I think everybody did. Trace McSorley was wonderful.
He was good, but not early. Wisconsin's defense looked very, very good early in there. And then Penn State started to pick it apart a little bit. A lot, as a matter of fact. Really picked on him on the outside. If you can get some protection for your quarterback, you can beat the Wisconsin Badgers, and James, Penn State showed that.
And James Franklin made as an impassioned plea to the committee that I've ever seen by a football coach. It didn't work, but he was pretty adamant after that game.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
And why should he not be? It's his team.
Yeah, absolutely. He's out there fighting for those guys. And Purdue has a new coach, Jeff Brohm. I believe the former Louisville quarterback is the new coach for the Purdue Boilermakers.
Former seventh-round draft pick of the Montreal Expos.
Really?
Yes.
You got a lot of Jeff Brohm trivia there, don't you?
Big-time offensive coach, that's for sure.
We're going to talk to Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. We'll get his thoughts about are the correct four teams in there or not. So we will do that here in just a little bit.
74-90, back to the text line. I think Clemson has the best chance to challenge Bama, and who knows if they'll even beat Ohio State. Ohio State would really struggle against Bama in the passing game. Another Final Four from 67-39, Alabama, Clemson, Penn State, and Washington. Kenneth, how about some love for Western Michigan?
Yeah! Hashtag row that boat to the Cotton Bowl. They're going to take on that Wisconsin defense. They're going to throw it deep. Darn right they are. P.J. Fleck still their coach today, by the way. And I predict P.J. Fleck is going to be their coach.
Brian at 38-48. So if you didn't know, there still is a system for the BCS. It's not called the BCS, but based on the same point system. Guess what? Ohio State and Clemson are the only one flip-flopped. All the other teams identical to the new system.
The Ohio State folks are mad that they went from 2 to 3. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. 72-95, the Ohio State may upset Bama. They are playing well, not hot, but watching them is watching a team playing to win.
Everyone is playing for second.
I agree.
No one's going to beat Alabama.
0-4-3-9. Penn State lost to Pitt and got blown out by Michigan. They won a close game late against Ohio State. Committee got it right.
I think so, too. I think so, too. I think Penn State's 5. I think they're 5. If it went 8, when it does go 8, Penn State would have been in there.
Pretty good consolation.
Yeah, the Rose Bowl's not a bad consolation prize. And they will be heading out there. 321 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We've got football coming your way tonight for you and basketball for you as well. It will be the Iowa State Cyclones taking on those pesky Mavericks of the University of Nebraska, Omaha. And we'll have it tonight at 6:30 on 1600 AM for you. Monday Night Football coming up at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. The Indianapolis Colts and the New York Jets will be going at it at that time. Yes, the pesky UNO Mavericks. We'll talk a little basketball after we talk to Mike Halas.
These Iowa basketball games are like primetime league scores, aren't they? Wow.
Well, the defense, one could say, could be like the primetime. Iowa takes on Stetson tonight. The Hatters from the Atlantic Sun Conference picked to finish 4th in that particular league. Made it to the conference championship despite a 4-10 conference record last year. And a couple pretty good players back. Not a bad basketball team.
You know as much about Stetson as I do, Jeff Brohm.
Yes, yes. You're right. If we can just put our heads together like that, man alive. NFL yesterday, your Bears officially have given up on the number one draft choice overall with their victory yesterday in the snow, which was fun to watch.
This Howard kid is pretty good.
He is. Bears got some components. That's why I think everyone just needs to relax a little bit as far as, you know, replace this, replace that, whatever the case may be. John Fox is going to get it done in Chicago. He's a good football coach.
It's become a better conference, too. Now all of a sudden Green Bay is playing better. Minnesota, not so much. And Detroit. Detroit have a 2-game lead? Something like that?
I think it's... I'd have to check on that. My heart is doing fine. Thank you for everybody who did ask. I can't take many more of these Chiefs games. I really can't. It's really starting to wear on me. It's a good wearing on me, but holy cow. The Eric Berry show yesterday. Pick 6 and a pick 2. He had pick 8 yesterday. for Eric Berry. Unbelievable. As the Chiefs go from down one to up one with the return of the two-point conversion pass.
Yeah, I wonder if Atlanta just kicked that extra point. Would Atlanta have won? Yeah, I get it. You got to go for a three-point lead.
You get it. You got to go for the three-point lead in the NFL. And, you know, I'm not going to put him down or anything like that. I'd have done the same thing.
Great play by Berry.
Yeah, he really played that really well. Really played that well. And, of course, he's an Atlanta native. Played at the University of Tennessee and, of course, was there in Atlanta for all his chemotherapy when he was going through the cancer treatments that he had. So that's what made it even more special. Had the pick six touchdown and gave the ball to his mom in the stands. I thought that was pretty cool.
Very nice.
Very nice out there.
Don't sleep on my Tampa Bay Buccaneers either, okay?
Mm. Those Bucks, not as many touchdowns as they needed this year. Right, Kurt Gustafson?
Brian, 38-48. Sky, you better have a doctor nearby Thursday. Let's go Raiders.
I'm going to be at Iowa State, and I'm trying to figure out a way to have some sort of a large screen television in the seat next to me at Carver. Why they do that to me? They finally got Iowa State off of Friday night. What they do, they put the Chiefs Raiders on the Thursday night as well. I'll get to see the second half. Keep
That's
up with
good
it
enough,
first
isn't
half.
It?
Get yeah. the second and watch the second half. By then, hopefully, it's done. We need to talk to Mike. Should we do that?
Let's do it.
All right, 3:25. We're going to talk to Mike Halas from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Get his thoughts on the Outback Bowl, Iowa's appearance there against the Florida Gators for the third time, and talk more with Mike. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class Monday Edition, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
You never want to leave free money on the table, right? Well, Linn County REC doesn't want you to leave free money in your air conditioner, water heater, or outdoor lighting either. That's why they make it simple to get your energy efficiency incentives. If you've recently added a more energy-friendly appliance to your home, get the incentives you've got coming. You'll find all the information you need and incentive forms at LinnCountyREC.com. If you're qualified for an incentive, just download the form, fill it out, attach the necessary verification information, and get it to Linn County REC before December 31st. You don't want to miss out on that extra cash, do you? No way! So get everything together, fill it out, and have it to Linn County REC by December 31st. It's just another one of the benefits of membership with Linn County REC. Download the forms and get specific terms, criteria, and conditions at LinnCountyREC.com.
You know how to drive in winter. You slow down, countersteer, and do all the things you should. But even the most careful driver can end up in a fender bender on a snowy, icy Iowa day. If it happens to you, take your vehicle to Bob Mickey Collision Center. Every repair is guaranteed, and they work with all insurance companies, but they work for you. It's your car. It's your choice. Choose Bob Mickey Collision Center. Center Point Road, just off the Collins Road exit from 380 in Cedar Rapids.
The Home Depot is ratcheting up savings on last-minute gift ideas, like a Husky 60-piece mechanics tool set for just $59.97. You save $20. This complete set of tools is thoughtful, practical, and with Husky's lifetime guarantee, makes a lasting impression that lasts a lifetime. They'll be getting stuff done forever with a Husky 60-piece mechanics tool set for only $59.97. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid until January 29th, U.S. only.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back with you at 3:28 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. Iowa State basketball coming up tonight as they take on UNO, Nebraska-Omaha, fresh off their win over the Iowa Hawkeyes on Saturday afternoon. That'll be at 6:30 tonight. We'll join the pregame, 7:05 with the tip-off with John Walters and Eric Heft from James H. Hilton Coliseum. So 1600 AM at 6:30, we'll go over to the basketball game, 107.5, 106.3 FM. You will pick up the APC, the final half hour, before they send you to the Colts and the Jets for NFL Monday Night Football coming up this evening. Tomorrow night, high school basketball, a pair of good ones. Kennedy and Linmar on the boys' side. And we'll have that on 1600 AM. They're going to meet twice this year. Now, this first one is a non-conference game, though. Two conference teams, they both needed one, so they decided to play. And then City High hosting Prairie and girls basketball tomorrow night. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Iowa Hawkeyes headed off to the Outback Bowl coming up on January the 2nd. And a guy that knows the way to Tampa Bay very, very well. Joining us right now, that is Mike Halas, the sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Please read his stuff at thegazette.com and also follow him on Twitter at Halas. Do you like, who doesn't like Ybor City, right, Mike?
I can take it or leave it.
Good.
I don't smoke cigars.
Good Cuban sandwiches, though.
Oh, well, I like both.
They are good. They are good. Were you surprised when all the smoke cleared that Iowa was headed to Tampa again?
It started sounding that way this weekend. There was actually, even a few days before that, when Gary Bartas said that he thought that Nashville was out of the picture and it was between the Outback and Holiday, it's like, well, when the athletic director mentions it, he knows something. And by Saturday, several people were saying that that looked like the way it was going to go. I didn't believe it until it was actually announced, because these things get kind of screwy, but that's what happened, so it is.
Mike, did the success and placement of the four other Big Ten teams force that hand and force Iowa to Outback, or did that sizable victory over Nebraska really factor in as well?
Both. It's an unusual year. I mean, for the Big Ten to have four teams in the, well, I guess you'd say the top 12, the top six bowl games, the New Year's Six, they call them, you're not going to see that very often. And that, you know, that raised a lot of boats and certainly raised Iowa's. I mean, to go 8-4 and play in the Outback Bowl, I don't know if Iowa's, I think Iowa's had a record like that before, but it may have been 7-5 in the Outback Bowl one time, but this year it didn't look at all possible. I mean, especially 3 weeks before the season ended, they were going, you know, they were going to a bowl, but probably wasn't going to be anything too noteworthy. Well, they played as well as anybody, you know, anywhere in the last 3 weeks, and the way they pounded Nebraska. And the Outback Bowl is not like a lot of bowls. The Outback Bowl can afford to pick teams based on merit, because they've got the ABC slot. They know that, I mean, they're Tampa. They're going to get tourists no matter what. It doesn't matter if they're from Iowa or Nebraska or wherever. People will come. They'll sell the tickets. And ABC wants a good game, the best game that they can have. So they deem that Iowa is a much more attractive opponent this year than Nebraska, apparently, and so it is.
Yeah, and that by virtue of the 40-10 Iowa victory, of course, in that last game of the year. And I think a good draw for Iowa, Florida, a team with a lot of talent, but they did not have a good last part of the season, lost to Florida State, lost the SEC championship game. There's talk about their coach perhaps looking into the Oregon coaching vacancy up there. They didn't look real interested in playing that SEC championship game, and I don't know how interested they're going to be to play a bowl game in the state of Florida. And you put it on the other side, the senior class for Iowa has never won a bowl game. I think this bodes well early on.
I agree with everything you just said, Scott. I mean, the first line that I've seen was this afternoon, and it said Florida by 2, and I think Iowa wins the game. I mean, for reasons you just described, it will be a motivated team. And Florida, I watched that Florida-Alabama game, and I didn't see anything special there. And granted, Alabama makes everybody look pretty mortal. But Florida's calling card is its defense. Well, Iowa doesn't have Alabama's offense. We know that. But Florida's offense is it's ordinary at best. I mean, they're ranked 115th in the country, which is ahead of Iowa's, but right now Iowa's offense looks better than Florida's. And the Florida defense, which is its calling card, it's ranked 6th in the country, but if you look what it's done against good teams, okay, Florida State and Alabama are the last two teams they played, and those are excellent teams, but last three games Florida's played, they've given up over 200 rushing yards, and they've looked pretty mortal. And here they are now, where they once were 8-2, and you know, hopeful of something big. Now they're playing just down the road from Gainesville, and they're playing Iowa, and it's the Outback Bowl. And I'm sure that they might just want to get it over with. That's not going to be Iowa's attitude.
Iowa's had two MVPs in this game, Sean Green and Fred Russell, and I would submit that an Iowa running back wins the MVP. That's a good thing for the Hawks.
Yeah, it would be. It would be a good thing. And if I was going to score points on Florida, it's obviously going to have to rush the ball. But, you know, one of these two teams has peaked in November and the other has declined. And that makes it, to me, a pretty good deal for Iowa.
Nationally, Mike, did the College Football Playoff Committee get it right?
I guess. I mean, no matter what they would have done, people would have argued. It was one of those years where you could make cases for a couple other teams. But, you know what? If it were just the eyeball test, forget records, comparative scores, everything, who would you have had besides Alabama?
No one.
Okay, but... Well, let's say that you had no choice and you had to invite three teams.
Hmm.
Besides Alabama?
Yes.
I think Ohio State. We talked about a four-loss USC team that I don't think anybody wants to play right now. That's impractical. They're not going to put a four-loss team.
I don't think anyone wants to play Oklahoma right now either at this point.
Yeah, I know. So
Michigan. I mean, Michigan loses that clunker in Iowa City. Congrats to the Hawks.
Yeah.
But then plays Ohio State off its feet. And probably should have a blown call, in my mind, away from winning that game.
Yeah, Iowa kind of messed things up for the Big Ten by beating Michigan.
They really did.
Iowa.
Yeah.
Jeez, what are you thinking? I think USC is one of the four best teams in the country, but you're not going to put a three-loss team in there.
No.
And, I mean, I like Washington, but you know, we haven't seen them play any of the big boys from beyond the Pac-12. And Clemson, it seems like they're always dancing the high wire. So I don't know. I mean, it might be Oklahoma and USC are in the top four, but neither one was going to get close to getting in.
Michael Oz joining us at 3:37 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It is Alabama's college football world, though. Do you agree on that?
Yeah, but, you know, we've seen bigger upsets. And who's to say? Who's to say that maybe Washington isn't just really, really good and with a month to prepare can play Alabama toe-to-toe.
They lost by two touchdowns at home against USC. Thanks for correcting me on the record, though, USC is one out after starting 1-3.
Right. But you know what? It's college football, and sometimes you just have that one day. Clemson had it at home against Pittsburgh. I mean, geez, Pittsburgh, they beat Clemson and they beat Penn State.
Right.
If you were going by the last nine games of the season, Penn State's the best team in the Big Ten, period.
I would say USC as well in the Pac-12.
Right. So it's a good Rose Bowl. USC's favored by a touchdown, so that should tell you something. Penn State got crushed at Michigan, but if they played today... You know, that would be a That'd be a Donnybrook.
Right. And it's just one of those days. I mean, you can use the same argument that Iowa looked horrible at Penn State. And then look what Iowa did the last 3 weeks of the year.
Yeah. I mean, which Iowa is the real Iowa? The Penn State game Iowa or the Nebraska Iowa?
I think Kirk would like to know that, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you would take the one that is most recent.
We're just going through the motions on those final four, aren't we, Mike?
yeah, I guess. You know, I don't know. I don't get into it. It seems like the semifinal games haven't been very good. I like the other bowl games, some of the screwier ones. I mean, the Dollar General Bowl, that sounds like a bowl game, doesn't it?
40 bowl games, and only 2 5-7 teams are making it this year, so I'm a little disappointed.
Ohio and Troy in the Dollar General, yep.
Yeah, the four-letter bowl.
Good for headline writers, that's about it.
Yeah, the Dollar General Bowl, that I don't think there's ever been a better named bowl.
Now, this week, it's Iowa State week. Of course, the women get it started on Wednesday night. I would imagine a little luster has been taken off Thursday night's game. It's still Iowa State, but the Hawkeyes are struggling right now, especially on that defensive end as Stetson comes in tonight. And Iowa State will have a tune-up. I say tune-up. Everyone thought Iowa was going to have a tune-up against Nebraska-Omaha, but now the Cyclones get their chance at the Mavericks. But it's still Iowa State, and it'll be a raucous crowd on Thursday night.
Yeah, Omaha tuned up the Hawkeyes Saturday.
they look good.
What a bad loss. Yeesh.
It's one of those, well, people know what's wrong with this Iowa basketball team. The defensive end right now is just, it's abysmal. And I think Fran quietly addressed that after the game. Not so quietly address that, I believe. But I'm going to be interested to see if the Hawks come out with a little more passion on the defensive end of the floor tonight.
Yeah, well, they're playing, what, Stetson?
The Stetson Hatters.
Yeah, okay. That'll be good. I mean, it's easy to... You know, turn your nose up at some of these smaller teams. Some of them are good. This one isn't. They lost by 30-some points to Central Florida last week, and, you know, it's another, okay, give somebody a check to come in and take a beating deal.
You know what? Good for Omaha. They don't want to be called Nebraska-Omaha anymore, by the way. They just want to be called Omaha. And
yeah.
You know, good for them. I mean, this helps to build the program, make a name.
Last week or the week before, Fort Wayne beat Indiana.
That's right.
Yeah. So maybe there's something going around. These teams get their own identities, and suddenly they're good.
John Bonenkamp said it best: "Don't play the Horizon League."
No, play whatever league Stetson is in.
Yeah, the Atlantic Sun.
On the other hand, you have Steve Alford beating Kentucky. How about that?
Right. You know, I mean, there's something really... Okay, I'm going to open a little can of worms here. Give you a little juice. Iowa's basketball program still hasn't been to the Sweet 16 since when? Since before today's 16-year-olds were born, right?
Correct.
Since I was playing Iowa State this week and plays UNI next week, where would you rank the three state schools over the last, how long has McCaffrey been Iowa's coach? 7 years?
Yeah, approximately.
Okay. In that time, and given McCaffrey had serious building to do, we all know it, doesn't even really need to be addressed. He did. There was no such thing as an overnight fix. Okay, but 7 years. Where do the three programs rank in what they've done in that time?
Yeah.
Well, you and I's been to...
I was third.
I would agree.
I was a distant third, yeah, but you and I been to 2 16s, is that right? In that time?
No, just one.
Just
the
one.
Period.
With Ali.
Okay.
Yeah, should have been two.
Should have been two, but things happen.
But you and I's won regular season titles in their conference. You and I's won conference titles. Iowa State's won conference tournament titles. You know, Iowa never sees Saturday at the Big Ten tournament.
Yeah.
So, I mean, okay, so Iowa's in a rebuild this year, but, you know, it's a rebuild from what? It's a rebuild from making the final 32 of the NCAA tournament.
I don't think Tom Davis ever lost a first-round game, did he?
Never did. No, never did.
No, no, and Iowa's won its last two. You know, it's getting back there. It's just that maybe this year's the hiccup, the necessary hiccup before, you know, launching towards higher ground. That could very well be. It's just that when you're in the middle of the hiccup and you're in the middle of the rebuild, it's never really fun for anybody.
No Sweet 16s for Iowa since Tom Davis's last year, 1999.
Yeah, after he was fired.
Yeah, yeah, he was a lame duck at that time. With everybody, well, most people recall the whole story.
Yeah,
we don't have time.
You know, in fairness to Iowa, their second round draw this year in Brooklyn was about as bad as you could get.
Yeah, they were pretty good.
The reason you have a draw like that is because you haven't set yourself up for something a little softer.
True. True. Did you watch Tiger over the weekend before we let you go?
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Who cares?
I thought you were doing some scouting or something.
I hate scouting.
Somebody's going to take him early.
I'm not interested. And you know what I've watched is I watch college football Saturday.
Yeah, that's a great day for college football.
I felt pangs of Saturday night in Indianapolis. It kind of brought it back home that when you're there and you're covering a team that's in that Big Ten title game. That's quite an atmosphere over there.
Yeah. Yeah, even was. And it wasn't completely sold out, I don't believe. But it was still a fun atmosphere.
Well, yeah, and it was, I'm telling you, it was a great game. At halftime, it was, 28-7?
Yep. Mm.
Wisconsin. And Tom Dienhardt of the Big Ten Network paneled 80 different media people to pick your score for the Big Ten title game. I said... Wisconsin 24-3. At halftime it's 28-7, and I'm thinking, I am the smartest person you're ever going to meet. I know, just saying that out loud, just wish I could walk that back. But then the second half, I'm sitting there going, I'm not really that smart.
Blame it on Holostradamus.
Yeah, if 28-7 had been the final, I would have been, you know, hey, everybody, look at me.
Running to Vegas.
I don't know if these Vegas odds for wins in a season also include the bowl game, but Iowa was 8.5. They don't.
Regular season.
Okay.
It's regular season, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those people have those big buildings for a reason, you know.
Yes. I think Alabama's was 11.5.
Mm.
Yeah, so if you bet over, you won.
Has Gazette set plans, Mike, when you're heading out and all that?
20-something. It's such a formula down there. I mean, Iowa's been there 5 times counting this trip, and nothing changes ever. They do the same things every day in the same places, the same times. So, you know.
They have a bowling night in America at the Outback Bowl, I think. Don't they?
They do. On one of the nights, the two teams go to a downtown bowling alley.
How exciting is that?
Well, I stood next to Les Miles the last time, and I think that we didn't speak to each other, but I kind of thought he was thinking the same thing I am, which is, what are we doing here?
Well, he won't be there this time.
No, and I won't either.
All right, Mike, take care, and always good talking with you, and read Mike's stuff at thegazette.com, and also follow him at Halas on Twitter. And we will talk to you next Monday. Have a great week.
You too.
Mike Halas joining us Mondays here on The Gym Class on KGYM. 3:49, we'll come back. We'll talk a little basketball. We'll talk a little bit about Tiger. We'll give you the results of the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 as well, because we're obligated to do so. We'll do it when we come back here on KGYM.
Oh, honey, look at this awesome deal. We can choose two free phones when we switch to Metro PCS.
Two free phones?
I could give this HTC to my mom and this LG to my brother.
Or get two Samsung Galaxy phones for the kids. They're free.
Or we can just keep them and say they were from Santa.
Switch to Metro PCS and choose two free select smartphones from your favorite brands like Samsung, LG, and HTC. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Napa Know-How.
This winter, millions of drivers will mutter disparaging words under their breath and shake their fists in the air due to dead car batteries. Luckily, there's Napa, with a wide range of batteries at a wide range of prices to fit any budget, including the always reliable Napa Legend battery. So, the only thing that gets heated up this winter is your car, right after it starts up on the first try. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
This is the sound of everyday engine threats like gunk, wear, and corrosion, unleashing their wrath on your engine. Now, this is the sound of Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, providing the best total engine protection you can get. Period. Think all premium fuels are the same? Think again. Choose Shell V-Power Nitro Plus today.
We should get tickets and fly to that game. That would be awesome.
You know I can't afford that, man.
Come work for Mediacom like me. Then you can.
My job's all
right. Right. You work really hard and never have any money.
I know.
Doing direct sales at Mediacom. I know the harder I work, the more money I make, and I meet a lot of people.
That does sound better.
It is better. Go look at MediacomCable.careers, buddy.
Earn what you deserve as a direct sales representative for Mediacom. They have openings in Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, and Waterloo. Apply now at MediacomCable.careers.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Instead of shoveling snow this season, get a Kubota BX tractor with a 6-year limited powertrain warranty and financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Plus, your choice of PTO-powered front-mounted blowers, snow blades, and rotary brooms. Now through December 31st, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms. For complete warranty details, see Kubota.com or your authorized Kubota dealer.
Visit IowaKubotaDealers.com to find a dealer near you.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Our thanks to Mike Halas for joining us. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk wrestling. Wyatt Schultz of The Predicament will be joining us. We will wrap up the big independence tournament, the Keith Young Invitational, others. Around Eastern Iowa as well, as all the wrestlers got out over the weekend.
Marion and Washington won tournaments.
Yes, they did.
Each one of them.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened for a while. Congratulations to both.
Yeah, Jason Haig and his Marion Indians won up at Monticello, and Washington won over at Bondurant Farrar over the weekend. So great job by the Indians and the Warriors. New Hampton took the big Independence Invitational. Over there, and some a lot of good Metro representation in that particular meet. And we'll talk about that with Wyatt Schultz coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. Wednesday, Mark Ironside will join us as well. We'll talk to Chris Liss, even though I'm done in one of the leagues. Soon to be done in the other one. Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, speaking of done... and speaking of... what was our lead a couple weeks ago?
Something like 18 games. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing to write home about on either side this week. Afternoon Players Club did gain a game with an awesome 7-11 week. That means we had just about 6-12 for the gym class. Really bad. The lead is down to 14 games for the gym class. Sean Krantz, the overall winner, he was picked in the three hole on Friday. He went 4-2 to claim his fourth individual honor of the year. Alex Kuhn of the gym class, 3-3. Myself and Tyler Ryder, 2-4. Scott and Todd, very thankful for Washington and Alabama, respectively. Each go 1-5.
Mm.
The once hot Scott Unash.
Yeah, I've kind of cooled off here. You knew it was coming, though.
More picks this Friday.
Yep, and speaking of the APC, you can't go wrong with getting your loved one a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers this holiday. Listen, all this week as Todd and Tyler will be handing out $50 gift certificates to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. So they are located on the Ped Mall in downtown Iowa City. So tune on in, and they'll have a chance for you to win that great prize from Hertine and Stocker for you coming up. And a reminder that the Z102.9 Bridal Showcase coming up on Sunday, January the 8th of 2017. That'll be downtown at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Cedar Rapids Convention Complex in downtown Cedar Rapids. Come on down with your bride-to-be. Doors will open at 1. Fashion show starts at 3:30. And a chance for you to see Alex Kuhn in a tux. That's all we need. We just need to put Alex Kuhn in a tux. And we got all the hype that we need for that. Am I right? Because no one wants to see us in a tux.
No, and you're not going to.
Yeah, you see me in a tux. Todd and I rock those things.
Iowa State men's basketball and NFL football tonight on KGYM frequencies. You can check all our programming out at KGYMradio.com, which is also where the poll question resides, the Emo's Hideaway poll question. Did the College Football Playoff Selection Committee get it right? That's a yes or no question. Right now, just about 2/3 of you say no, the committee did not get it right.
When it goes to 8, is it going to be still the controversy?
Of course. 9 and 10. Yeah, I would guess so.
But not as much public outcry will there as for 9 and 10. I mean, you can just say to those folks, win more games, right? Washington's big bugaboo is the fact they play nobody in the non-conference. Well, that's somewhat their fault, but it's also somewhat not their fault. How do you want to do it? Do you want to play good teams in a non-conference like Oklahoma and get beat, and then you're out of this thing no matter how you do? Or you got to find a happy medium, I guess.
It's not because this year was relatively close. I guess I've been saying this for a couple of years. The Power Five champions and 3 wild cards. Let's go.
And let's get rid of the conference championships. Can we play the first round, say, this weekend, perhaps?
Yeah, take a week off. What the
heck?
And
then play the semifinals where they're played right now on December 30th, 31st, whatever the case
may be.
Preserving
the bowl games. Yeah.
And then January 9th, you play the championship, just like you have right now. Bang. There you go. 8 teams get rid of the conference championship games. But they won't because it means too much money. Am I right?
You have it right there.
Conference championship games. But like Mike said, they are special. They are special. But in the grand scheme of things, I think they pollute the water more than they clear it. So
without Ohio State and Michigan, the last two in the Big Ten have been terrific.
Yeah. All right, APC with more talk about the Iowa Bowl destination and the college football Final Four. And we'll be back with you coming up tomorrow at 3. Have yourselves a great night, everybody. You've been listening to The Gym Class on KGYM.
Oh, honey, look at this awesome deal. We can choose 2 free phones when we switch to Metro PCS.
2 free phones?
I could give this HTC to my mom and this LG to my brother.
Or get...
And this LG to my...